So yesterday we worked through the copy of the Shaila of when the Chiyuv Knas begins. We saw that there's a Kveger assumes the Chiyuv Knas is created by Beis Din. And until Beis Din creates the Chiyuv Knas, there's no Chiyuv Be'etzim. From Rabbi Kveger it's mashma, that means the Gemara didn't have Beis Din. When Beis Din paskens the Chiyuv Knas, that's when the Chiyuv Knas goes into effect. The Kveger is medamet the Chiyuv Nefoshes. Until Beis Din says that he's chayev misa, he's not chayev. So there is no chayev misa. He doesn't have to go commit suicide. And who are doing by knas? Beis Din creates the chayev knas, and Rabbi Kveger understands that that's the pshat in Tosfos and Lama Gimel, that there's no chayev lotzos le shemayim by knas. And on the other hand, we saw Rabbi Chanan wants to learn that there's a chayev be'etzim. Knas is a chayev be'etzim, no less than a chayev mammon. The only thing is the chayev knas. There is a chiyuv knas be'etzim, but the chiyuv knas is to be mishtalem al yidei Beis Din. If it's not mishtalem al yidei Beis Din, then it's not knas. But the chiyuv knas exists from the very beginning. That's Rav Chanan wants to say. Rav Shimon Shari Yeshu also has the same word as Rav Chanan. That the chiyuv knas is be'etzim, it's just that if it's not mishtalem al yidei Beis Din, then it's not knas. Rav Shimon Shari Yeshu, I think it's Shazayim Perikites. I'm not mistaken. And I wanted to suggest, based on Tosfos and Baba Kama Lama Gimel, that the Chiyuv Knas kicks in somewhere in between. It's not a Chiyuv Be'etzim from the very beginning, but it doesn't have to wait for the Gemar Din of Beis Din. When it's Noidim Be'edim, that's when the Chiyuv Knas goes into effect. When Edim are Meir, that's when the Chiyuv Knas happens. And I think it's really Kamufurish in that Tosfos. Tosfos is in Baba Kama Lama Gimel, but the reason why he's not a Bar Chiyuv until Hamod of Din, the Gemara says in Baba Kama Ayin Dalet, that he's not a bar chiyuva until by knas, he's not a bar chiyuva until amod b'din. So Tosfos over there says amod b'din means niskala be'edim. And by knas, the chiyuv, he's not a bar chiyuva by knas till it's niskala be'edim. By moment, he's a bar chiyuva right away. By knas, not a bar chiyuva till it's niskala be'edim. So what's the pshat? So I said the pshat is based on Tosfos and Ksuvas Tav Lamed Gimel. The Tosfos says no chiyuv lotzos dei shemayim because the pasuk says asher yashin elim v'lo yashir yashir esatzmei. So how did Tosfos read that drasha? Tosfos read that drasha to be saying that the chiyuv knas is created by yashin elohim, and what does yashin elohim mean? That means eidus, because it's as opposed to yashias atzma. In the drasha of asher yashin elohim v'leish yashias atzma, yashin elohim does not mean gemar din. What would gemar din? Because it's in contradistinction in the drasha asher yashin elohim is in contradistinction to yashias atzma. Yashias atzma is a dos baldin. It's mev. So we're saying Hidas Baldin is not what we need. We need the Yashin Elohim. We'd be talking about Gemar Din. What is Gemar Din? Gemar Din is not in contradistinction to Hidas Baldin. What does one thing have to do with the other? Hidas Baldin is in lieu of Edim. It's a Derech of Birur. It's an Emonos. What does it have to do with Gemar Din? Asher Yashin Elohim wouldn't make any sense. Asher Yashin Elohim, you need a Gemar Din and not Hidas Baldin. Gemar Din doesn't preclude Hidas Baldin. You have Hidas Baldin and then you have a Gemar Din. You see in the drasha, Tosfos read the drasha, Yashin Elohim V'lo Yashir Yashir Esatzmei, means that the Derech HaBirur, Beis Din has to be mevarer, has to mevarer the facts through Eidos, and not through Hidas Baldin. And Tosfos read the drasha to be saying that the Chiyuv Knas is created by Nisgala Bein. Anyway, that was yesterday's shiur. Right, so our component came out, that Shitas HaTosfos is that the Chiyuv Knas is created by Asher Yashin Elohim, which means Nisgala Bein. And that's what Tosfos in Lamed Gimel, both Lamed Gimels, Ksuvas Lamed Gimel and Baba Kama Lamed Gimel. Then at the end of the year, we talked about the Mishnah in Daf Mem Beis. The Mishnah says Leispika Lehispika Av Lamed Bedin Ad Shemeis Knosa LaAtzma. That if there was Hamod Bedin by Knas, then the father zeich in the Knas and he's merishit to his children. And if there was no Hamod Bedin when the father died, then the father is not zeich in the Knas, and then the daughter could be tevei the Knas. So I said that's a different halacha. That has nothing to do with when the Chiyuv Knas is chal. The Chiyuv Knas to be chal be'etzem, or the Chiyuv Knas to be chal when it's noyde be'edim. That's a different issue. There's a different issue. Even if the Chiyuv Knas is chal, but Eidim and Meirish Knas lebonov, the father can't be Meirish Knas to his children, a schuld to be tevei Knas. To be Meirish to his children, he can only be Meirish Mammon. So there the need is, when does the Chiyuv Knas become a Chiyuv Mammon? The Chiyuv Knas becomes a Chiyuv Mammon by the Gemar Din. When Beis Din paskins that he's chayev to pay, chayev at the litan loy, and the guy says, okay, you know, give me a month till I come up with the money, so that's already not a Chiyuv Knas, that's a Chiyuv Mammon. The Knas is already finished, he has to pay the Knas. Now the guy's extending him credit. doesn't have the money right away, so until the guy pays. So that's a regular IU, that's a regular debt. That's a chiyuv mamon, that the father can be married to his children. And that is many gemaras that way, that by gemar din, what was once upon a time a chiyuv knas becomes a chiyuv mamon. For example, the din of meidah b'knas potter is only till the gemar din, or the din that is no nemonus on knas. It does bal din is not nemon for knas. If a person says he's moida, I was based in where mechayiv miknas. That's not called moida miknas. That's called moida b'mamon. Because one is based in paskins, that is a chiyuv. Then after that, if he hasn't paid yet, that's a regular extending of credit. That's a regular chiyuv mamon. So for the father to be merged to knas, the father can't be merged to knas to his children. Ain't a merged knas labana. For the father to be merged to chiyuv to his children, it has to be converted into mamon. That only happens after the gemar din. When based in paskins a din, when there's a gemar din, chayav atalitin loy, and the father hasn't. And the ma'anis hasn't paid yet. That's a regular debt that the father can be married to his children. So there, hamodah b'din means gemar din. It doesn't mean nisgala b'din. Fine. So zechina. That's what we walked away with from yesterday's shiur. There's two dinim in hamodah b'din. Lagabe klap b'knas. There's one din that hamodah b'din makes him into a bar chiyuv. According to Tosfos, at least hamodah b'din creates the chiyuv knas. And there, hamodah b'din means nisgala b'din. And then there's another din of that hamodah b'din turns the chiyuv knas into a chiyuv mamon, into a regular chayiv, and that happens by the gemar din. Okay, now Taisus brings a Yerushalmi. Taisus by us brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks by a baal bitoy. The Mishnah says that by Baal Bitoy there's really a chiyuv knas. There's kimul v'drabne. There's misses based. But if not for the kimul v'drabne, if not for the fact that it's mischayev benafshoy, there would be a chiyuv knas by Baal Bitoy. Ask the Yerushalmi, how could there be a chiyuv knas by Baal Bitoy? He's the tevei and he's the nitva. The knas goes to the father. Unless the father's dead, the father is not dead. He's Baal Bitoy. Obviously, he's alive. So how do you have heichim mishkachas though that there should be a chiyuv knas by Baal Bitoy? To whom is the ma'anis? The ma'anis is the father, and the ma'anis is the father. So to whom is the chiyuv? So the Yerushalmi answered. Taisus also asked the Taisus has made the question more complicated. You know, maybe people are talking about nisasik and nisgarsha, and then it goes into shalom mechila, and if there's mechila by knas. But the Yerushalmi just asked the kasha kipshutin. The father's alive, and if the father's alive, how could there be chiyuv knas by baal bitoy? So the Yerushalmi answers that it's talking about a case where lehispik lamed b'din ad shemes, the father was ma'anis is bitay. The father was ma'anis is bitay, and then before the hamad b'din took place, the father died, and now the daughter is being tevei the knas from the estate, from the estate of the father. So there you could have taka tviyah knas. There it's not nobody. It's not a person paying to himself. The estate of the father is paying to the daughter. So there you have a chiyuv. There you could talk about a chiyuv knas, except that it's kimel d'ravune, but that's the case of the Mishnah. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So the Taisus HaRosh and Daf Lamed Vav asks on the Yerushalmi. He says he doesn't understand the Yerushalmi. He says you only need. What is the Yerushalmi is deploying the concept of Hamad B'din. The Mishnah, Lehispik Av Lamad B'din Ad Shemes, that if the Hamad B'din hasn't happened yet, and the father dies, then the Schus to be Tevei, the Knas passes to the daughter. Now the father's out of the picture, the father was not yet Zeich in the Knas, now the father's out of the picture, since he wasn't Zeich in it, he's not married to his children, now the daughter could be Tevei, the Knas. Yes, the Rosh. The whole concept of Hamad B'din is only Shayach, when you have money that one person is being tevei from another, so you need Hamad B'din. But here the father was, here by Baal Bitoy, till the father died, while the father was still alive, the father was the tevei and the father was the nitva. So it's Krabol Yodai. It's like he already collected. It's Krabol Yodai. He already, if the father's tevei himself, so he already collected from himself, because it's money in his back. So Mimele, the Hamad B'din, so to speak, already happened. So right away, the father's zeich in the knas and he's mayoshit lebonov. Immediately, at the moment of the oinus, at the or the pitui, at the moment of the the moment of the bee itself, the father had a schus to be tevea knas from himself, which was immediately collected, because he is himself. And Mimela, the Hamad Abedin, is over, finished. End of story. Now he's like in the moment, giving Marisha Labanov. How did the daughter come in? It's automatically like Amad Bedin, Kaidim Shemes. See, the whole concept of Amad Bedin doesn't make any sense over here. Amad Bedin is where he has to be Maimed him Ledin to be today the money. Here is Kvar Bol Yodah. So he says, and therefore the Teshuach is Chaylik and Yisham. Which is a pella, how could he be chaylik on Yisham? We'll talk about it later, but I'll kapon him, he's chaylik on Yisham. So now, nech ze anan. No, we're saying now that Hamad Abedin has two functions. Hamad Abedin, first of all, creates, according to Tosis at least, Hamad Abedin creates the chiyuv knas. Because you need this galah b'edim. That's the gzeiras hakozov of Asher Yishin Elohim. That it's the noyde be'edim, it's the ha'adus edim in Beis Din that creates the chiyuv knas. Till Beis Din are made and it's noyde be'edim, there is no chiyuv knas. That's one function of Hamad Abedin. And then there's a second function to Hamad Abedin, which is that the Gemar Din, by the Gemar Din, the chiyuv knas becomes fait accompli. Now, based on Paskin Taka, that the money has to be paid. And Ki'ilu, by the Gemar Din, the money was paid. And if he hasn't actually paid it yet, that's just an extension of credit. That's this concept that it gets converted into mammon. What does that mean, it gets converted into mammon? Meaning, up to base, till the psak based in, there was a tvi of knas. I'm tevei knas, you have to, we'll see, you say you don't have to pay the knas, I say you do have to pay the knas. Now, based in says, so there's immediately, the chiv knas now comes to completion. And if you don't pay it on the spot, ki'ilu, we just look at it, that you paid, and now we're extending you credit. Now we're lending you money. It turns into a regular chayv. I mean, I think that's more or less the hasbara. Like, how does that work? How does the chiyuv knas? How does Hamad Abedin turn the knas into mammon? Because Kolzman is no Hamad Abedin, so I'm being teveya. The teveya over here, whoever is being teveya the knas, he's teveya that you. He's teveya mikoyach the parish of knas. No, the father's teveya the ma'anis. So he's being teveim because you're a ma'anis and there's a chiyuv knas on you, and I'm being teveim that you have to pay the knas. The minute based on paskens that it has to be paid. So now if the father is teveim, he's not being teveim that the chiyuv knas. That was already decided. Now the father's being teveim. I extended you credit. You were supposed to pay on the spot. So a month has gone by, you haven't paid yet. I extended you credit to pay up. That's a regular chiyuv. That's a regular chiyuv moment. So. Here's what I want to know. The Rosh claims that by Kfar Bol Yodah you don't need Amad Abedin. That's his taina of the Rosh. His taina against the Yerushalmi. He says, why should you need Amad Abedin? It's Kfar Bol Yodah. It's his own money in his own pocket. The Ma'anis is the father. So it's Kfar Bol Yodah. So why do you need Amad Abedin? Amad Abedin here is meaningless. In which function of Amad Abedin, which function of Amad Abedin is the Rosh addressing? The function of Amad Abedin that it creates the Chiyuv, or the function of Amad Abedin that it turns Knas into Mammon? The Rosh says, I don't understand why you need it. You shouldn't need Amad Abedin. Forget Amad Abedin. It's Kvar Bol Yodah. Kvar Bol Yodah is a substitute for Amad Abedin. It's Ki'ilu there was Amad Abedin. How did the Rosh understand over here the function of Amad Abedin? The Tosfos HaRosh. Did he understand Amad Abedin as the creator of the chiyuv knas, because we need the Asher Yishin Elohim, creates the chiyuv? Or does he understand Hamad Abedin merely as not the creator of the chiyuv, but the thing that turns the chiyuv knas into a chiyuv mammon? I think it's clear the second one. If you hold that you need noyde be'edim to create the chiyuv knas, and until it's this gala be'edim, there is no chiyuv knas at all, because basically that creates the chiyuv knas. There is no chiyuv knas until it's nisgala be'edim, because it says Asher Yishin Elohim. So when the father is ma'anis when he's baal bitah. So what if it's kvar bol yodah? But it wasn't nisgala be'edim. If it wasn't nisgala be'edim, there is no chiyuv knas. What do you mean kvar bol yodah? What was bol yodah? There's no chiyuv. The chiyuv hasn't happened yet until it's nisgala be'edim. The rest makes no sense. And I think it's muchach in the Rosh. This is the main. I think it's muchach in this Taisus HaRosh that the Taisus HaRosh held not like Taisus. Not like Taisus in Ksuvas Lamed Gimel. In Baba Kama Lamed Gimel. The Taisus HaRosh holds, and not like Taisus in Ksuvas Lamed Gimel. The Taisus HaRosh holds that the Chiyuv Knas is Be'etzim. You don't need Nisgal HaBeinim to create the Chiyuv Knas. This Be'etzim a Chiyuv Knas. So what's Hamoda B'din? What's the mission of Lehispek Avlam B'din Ad Shemes? The function of Hamoda B'din is just that at the moment of Hamoda B'din, the Knas turns into Mammon. Why is the Knas turned into Mammon by Hamoda B'din? Because at the moment of Hamoda B'din, we now say it's no longer Kozman, the father's be has to be Teveya the Knas. So it's Selechiyah Knas. Once it's Hamoda B'din, the father no longer has to be Teveya the Knas. At that moment, because based on already Paskin and Chayavat and Litloi, at that moment the father no longer has to be Teveya the Knas. It turns into Elamais, extending the credit, it turns into regular Chiyuv Mammon. So clap at that, the Rosh says cogently that if here the father anyway doesn't have to be Teveya the Knas. The father doesn't have to wait for the Amod Abedin in order to be Teveya the Knas, and then by the moment of Amod Abedin, it's Ke'ilu the father was paid and he was extending credit. Over here the father's paid on the spot. Because because he's the Teveya and he's the Nitva. So he was already paid. If he was already paid, the Chiyuv Knas is so it's just Mammon in his pocket. The Chiyuv Knas is Baal Shchora. The Chiyuv Knas came to fruition. So it's like Hamad Abedin. What's Hamad Abedin going to give me? Hamad Abedin is the completion of the Tefiyah. You have to be Teveya the Knas. Kozman, you being Teveya the Knas, it's a Chiyuv Knas. Then by Hamad Abedin, based on Paschas, that's it. You won. You don't have to be Teveya anymore. You won. So now the Dalai is different in Torah. I'm extending him credit. Right? That's a regular Chiyuv Mammon. That has nothing to do. But the Tefiyah's Knas is over. Because based on Paschim, that you're right, you won the Tefiyah. So now there's a different issue, the payment. You know, is he going to pay in installments? Is he going to pay on the installment plan? Is he going to pay right away? That's a Mammonistic Ashayla. So, but the Chiyuv Knas, the Tefiyah's Knas is over because he won. He got the Knas. So that's how by the Hamad Abedin the Chiyuv Knas turns into a regular shayla of Mammonus, a regular chayv. So says the Rosh, here he doesn't have to be Teveya the Knas because it's Karbala Yodoy. If he doesn't have to be Teveya the Knas, so it's over. It's right away the Hamad Abedin. So it's finished. The father collected already. He doesn't have to wait for the Hamad Abedin to collect. So I think it's muchach in the Rosh, just to point out, I think it's muchach in the Rosh that the Rosh Tak is in the Taisus Rosh. So open question if Taisus Rosh is the same as the Rosh, but I think it's muchach in the Taisus Rosh that it's muchach in the Taisus Rosh that he holds Tak and not like Taisus. That he holds the Chiyuv Knas is Chal Be'etzim. You need Hamad Abedin because Kozman, you're still in the process of being Teveyed, then it's a Tvi of Knas, not a Tvi of Mammon. And Eden Meir Knas Labanov. When you have the Hamad Abedin, so now the Tefiyah's Knas is over. Now it's just a question of payment. That already can be merged enough. In fact, the Rosh, that only makes sense in the context of where you have a Teveya and you have a Nitva. So, after the Hamad Abedin, it turns into regular Chiyuv Mammon, you can be merged Labanov. Kozman is still in the process of the Tefiyah. You're still being Teveya the Knas. You haven't actually, you're in the process of being Teveya the Knas, and then the father dies. So he can't be merged Labanov. Can't be merged Labanov, the Schus to be Teveya. So then the daughter kicks in and she's Teveya in her own right. And that's the Mishnah Membeis. Effective Rosh, that makes sense when you have a Teveya and a Nitva. When the Teveya is the Nitva, that doesn't make sense. He's paid on the spot. But again, according to Tosfos, Kozman, it wasn't this Gala Be'edim, there was no Chiyuv Knas in the first place. So what do I care if it's called Bola Yodoy? What was Bola Yodoy? The Knas, there is no Chiyuv Knas. It's Muchach over here, Zachinu, that we have here, Machlekes between Tosfos on the one end, the Tosfos in Suvas Lamed Gimel, Tosfos in Baba Kama Lamed Gimel, she decided that those Taisus in hold that the Chiyuv Knas is created by Nizgal HaBeinim. The Nizgal HaBeinim creates the Chiyuv Knas. And on the other hand, the Taisus Rosh by us, Lamed Vav, holds not the way. He holds the Chiyuv Knas as Be'etzim. It doesn't have to be Nizgal HaBeinim. Is this clear to the island? Because this is a breakthrough shtick over here. That this needle in the chayim is the chiyuv knas be'etzim, or is the chiyuv knas that's based in create the chiyuv knas? What's coming out is it's a machlokes between it's a machlokes and taisus. Taisus and the printed taisus, wherever that is, taisus and taisus in Suvas Lamed Gimel, taisus in Baba Kama Lamed Gimel. Those taisus in hold that it's that the chiyuv knas is created by Nizgal HaBeinim. and Tosis, and it calls him out, it's not Nisgala Be'edim, there is no Chiyuv Knas, that's why he's not a Bar Chiyuv. And the Tosis HaRoshals, no, the Chiyuv Knas is Be'etzim. You need Omad Bedin to turn the Knas into Mammon, and if it's Kabbalah Yod, you don't need that. Okay, so let's go back to now. Let's assume that this is true. Anybody have any questions on this? Because this is the big deal. If I was only going to say one thing today, this is the thing I want to say. Yeah. Even if Knas is Chal, even if Chiv is Knas is Chal, right?
Right, you can't merge your kids. So far, the Rosh would have to say that. But maybe the other day I would say that's because that as soon as it's Chal, you'll be able to merge it. There's only between step. And it's Chal.
Okay, let's say. Let's say. Oh, you're saying Be'etzim. Maybe Koin Tais to Arnold to Dina. Maybe the only Din is Noid of Eidim. What's his Noid of Eidim? You could be merged with Lebanon. I think the Gemara is Lashon. Even the Gemara is Knas Lebanon. It's not Mash because it's not Chal. It's Mash because it's a Knas. You're right. The MS, you're right. Maybe it's not from everything, from what we've put together, maybe it's not Mukhach. Maybe in Taishas you don't have to say this to Dinim and Amod of Adin. I think that's the Ashus, even according to Taishas, that in order to merge Lebanon, it has to be a Chiyuv Mammon. Well, let's say it like this, meanwhile. We'll leave it sort of a, good footnote that. Maybe there's room to say otherwise, but let's say like that. Oh, so now I ask a question though. So according to the Rosh, that the Chiyuv Knas is Chal Be'etzim, you don't need Nisgala Be'edim. So what's he going to do with the Gemara in Makkos, with the Gemara in Baba Kama and Dalit, by Knas and Adabar Chiyuv Betul Lamod Abedin? Tosis explains because you need Nisgala Be'edim. But the Rosh doesn't have that notion, the Chiyuv Knas is Be'etzim. So if the Chiyuv Knas is Be'etzim, so why by the Gemara Be'edim those guys? The Gemara says Beferish that there's a difference between Mammon and Knas. Mammon, you're a Bar Chiyuv right away. And Knas, you're only a Bar Chiyuv by the Amod Abedin. So Tosis has a Hesmer. Tosis said that's Tosis, and that is Tosis above a Kamala Megimel. Tosis explains by Mammon the Chiyuv is Be'etzim. By Knas the Chiyuv is only when it's Nisgala Be'edim. But the Tosis Rosh doesn't have that. He holds that you don't need Nisgala Be'edim. The Chiyuv is Taka Be'etzim. So if the Chiyuv is Be'etzim, how does he learn the Gemara? The Gemara says he's only a Bar Chiyuv by Amod Abedin. Well, so I think the question answer is that the Rosh will hold like Rashi. That the reason over there why you're not this really goes back to Rashi and the Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Maybe let's revisit that. The Gemara Ayin Dalet, but Makam Ayin Dalet. The Gemara says that by Mammon you're a Bar Chiyuv right away. By Knas you're only a Bar Chiyuv by Amod Abedin. So what did Rashi say? How does Rashi learn that? Because he's moedu mifter. Kol zman there's a potential that you can be moedu mifter. So it's not called a yechayev. Like the possibility of being moedu mifter prevents you from being a bar chiyuv. Maybe it suspends the chiyuv knas. Tais doesn't like Rashi's pshat. What's Tais's objection to Rashi's pshat? He says because then you're committing the gemara to Rav. That's machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If moedu mifter is a ptur. So if you're like a Rav that might have a Knas as a Ptur, then Rashi's right. There's always this potential that you could be might and get off the hook. Shmuel doesn't have that whole notion. Shmuel holds might have a Knas in that potter. Might have a Knas v'achakach might have a Skype. Though he does build in, does not create a Ptur. So then it's the same as Mammon. So therefore, that forces Tosis to say, not like Rashi, but that I don't know, forces. I mean, maybe the more is talking like Rav, we pass him like Rav, not like a Kashan Rashi. But Tosis, it's not really a Kashan Rashi. What's so terrible? We pass on like Rav. But Tosis says you don't need Rashi. Rashi makes it Alsi Moidu Mifter. Says Tosis, that means you're committing yourself to Rav and not like Shmuel. Tosis says you don't need it. The Pshat is even according to Shmuel, even if there's no Iboy Moidu Mifter. The Chiyuv Knas Be'etzim is only Chal when it's Nisgala Be'edim. That's the two Tosis in Ayin Dalet Moral, and he refers it to Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The two Tosis together, that's the Shachakel of the Tosis. So the Rosh we just saw, he doesn't hold from this Nisgala Be'edim. He holds the Chiyuv Knas is Chal without being this Nisgala Be'edim. We see by Baal Bitoy. So he'll have to learn like Rashi that the reason why you're not a Bar Chiyuva until the Amod Abedin, he'll learn like Rashi because he's Boi Amod Mifter, and the Gemara goes like that. Aye, but then you'll ask me a question. I have to hold the chesed. Yeah, what do you want to say? But let's say without introducing Ruchai. So the whole like Rashi, by Moedim Mifta. And the emes is, I mean, what's the difference in Rashi and Tosis? Maybe this needs to be speaks out. What's the difference in Rashi and Tosis? According to Rashi, the Chi of Knas really could be Chal Be'etzim. But calls man that there's a possibility that you could be Moedim Mifta, so that prevents the Chi of Knas from being Chal. You're not a Bar Chiyuva, calls man you have a possibility of Ptur. You could get out of it. You could be Moedim Mifta. You'll come to base, you'll be Moida, and that's it. You'll get a permanent exemption. So Rashi learns the reason why you're not a Bar Chiyuv until Amad Abedin is because Kol Zman you could be Moidu Mifter, so the possibility of getting a Ptur, of being Moidu Mifter, prevents the Chiyuv from being Chal. And that's totally Rav and Shmuel. That's Taisus' time. You know, that's only true according to Rav. It's not true according to Shmuel. Taisus' Shita is that you don't have to get into Rav and Shmuel, even if Rav is not right. And you can't be Moidu Mifter, but it's still true, even according to Shmuel, that not maybe we need to step take a step back further. What's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel? The Torah says Asher Yashin Elyim V'lo Asher Yashias Atzma. Everybody agrees to that drosh. That's not a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Everybody agrees that there's a drosh Asher Yashin Elyim V'lo Asher Yashias Atzma, which means that Moed B'Knas is Potter. But according to Shmuel, that just means that if you come to Beis Din, you're Moed that you're Chayav Knas. Beis Din ignores you, but if you don't get a Ptur, if Edom come the next day, they'll be Mechayav you. So we ignore, according to Shmuel, we ignore the Haidah. No, we don't accept your Haidah. You can't be Mechayev yourself, but you don't get a Ptur in that account. And according to Rav, there's a stronger halacha, not just that we ignore you if you're Maidah B'Knas. If you come and you're Maidah B'Knas, you get a Ptur, and later on, even if Edom come, you become Potter. So according to Rav, Maidah B'Knas is a Ptur. According to Shmuel, Maida B'Knas does not create a Ptur, but at the end of the day, we can only Mechayev you with Eden, we can't be Mechayev you with Knas. So Rashi learns that according to Shmuel, the Chiyuv Knas is Chal Be'etzim, and you're a Bar Chiyuva right away. Chiyuv Knas is Chal Be'etzim. Chiyuv Knas is Chal Be'etzim. It's only according to Rav that you have this possibility of Moedu Mifter. You could come and produce a Ptur. You could be Moedu Mifter and get out of the whole Chiyuv. So that prevents the Chiyuv from Mincha. Or at least it prevents you from being called the Bar Chiyuva. Let's say it prevents the Chiyuv from Mincha. But that's only true according to Rav. According to Shmuel, that Haidah is not a Ptur. If you'll be Moedu B'Knas, you won't become Potter. Then the Chiyuv, according to Rashi, then you're a Bar Chiyuva right away. If you'll be Moedu, we'll ignore you. Fine. Because Haidah's Balin doesn't have monos for Knas. But you're still Chaya Knas Be'etzim. It was clear in my own head before I had to explain it. But it's really Dvar Burim, it's Dvar Mishutim. You know, maybe I'll I'll tell you a ksais. There's a ksais in Siman Aleph. The ksais says in Siman Aleph that in the idea of that Haidah Spaldin, in the concept of Haidah Spaldin, that Moedah B'Knas Potter, there's two dinim. There's one din that Moedah B'Knas is a Potter. That Moedah B'Knas becomes Potter. And that's a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav holds Moedah B'Knas is Potter, meaning that if you're Moedah B'Knas, you're Potter forever, even if Edom come afterwards, doesn't matter. Because Moedah B'Knas gets a Ptur. And Shmuel disagrees, says there's no such halacha. But besides that, there's another halacha, that even where the Ptur does not apply, for example, according to Shmuel, there is no Ptur. Moedah B'Knas is not Nemon L'Inyan Knas. That's what Shmuel holds. Shmuel holds Moedah B'Knas is not a Ptur. If tomorrow Edom come, you're going to be Chayav. But We don't. But you're not chayv al pi ha'idosi. Why not chayv al pi ha'idosi? Because ha'idos baldin does not have an emonus l'inyan knas. That's not a ptur. For example, erechad also has no emonus l'inyan knas. You need two eidim. Is that a ptur? Erechad is a ptur from knas, not a ptur. It just doesn't have enough emonus. So Shmuel holds, this is the way the Tzoyis explains, Shmuel holds that Moedev Knas is not a Ptur, but he lacks Nemonis. The Torah said that Moedev Knas doesn't have Nemonis Linyan Knas. And that's learned out from Asher Yashin Elim Balei Sheyashiyas Atzmoy. Shmuel learns out from Asher Yashin Elim Balei Sheyashiyas Atzmoy a Chisor Nemonis. That Hidos Baldin is not enough Nemonis for Knas. But he doesn't see in here, he doesn't see in it a Din Ptur. And Rav says that in the Pasuk of it says a ptur. That if you come in your Mashiach Satsma, you become potter. And even if Adam come later on, you're potter. Then the Tzoyis has a chiddush. The Tzoyis says that Rav also agrees to Shmuel's din. He just has an extra din. Whereas Rav holds it's a ptur, but Rav also agrees that besides being a ptur, it's a chisar and nemonis. What's the nafkamino? So the Tzoyis says the nafkamino would be, what if a fellow is Maida B'knas, Chumuru Beistin? Or he's Maida B'knas in a Beistin without a donor smicha, which is equivalent to chutzla based. So he doesn't have a ptur. That's a fair shingmur, he doesn't have the ptur. To have the ptur of Maida B'Knas, you have to be Maida in a based in Shul Smush. You have to be Maida B'Based. So this guy's Maida chutzla based. This is Maida in front of Eidim, but not in based. Is he, so he doesn't have the ptur. Even according to Rav, he doesn't have the ptur. But is he chayev? Does he have to pay out the Adosai? Maybe we should say, well, if he doesn't have the ptur, then we should believe him. And Hidos Baldin can be Eidim, he should be Neman. So the Tzoyis has arrived from the Feresh and Gemara that even though he doesn't have the ptur, when he's Moedichus the Basin, he doesn't have the ptur, but he's not Neman. You have to have, there's no ptur. If Eidim come tomorrow, he's going to be Chayiv. But we're not Mechayiv in Malpia Eidim also. Feresh and Gemara with Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel was Moedichus the Basin, that he was Mesame Tavi Avdoi. And therefore he was going to be, and therefore Tavi Avdi would go out L'Cheres, which he was very happy about because he liked Tavi Avdi. And the Gemara says that it didn't work because it was a Eidochus to Beistin and there were no Eidim. If it would have been by the Beistin. The Gemara says, Rabbi Leo was very happy. So they said to him, no, he doesn't go out L'Cheres because there are no Eidim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean there are no Eidim? And even if it would be Eidim, Eidim Knas Potter. So the Mursa is Moedichus the basis, so he didn't have the Ptur. But nonetheless, Tavi Av didn't go out because there were no Eidim. So there you see, the Tzoyis says, you see from that Gemara that even where he doesn't get the Ptur, but there's no Nemonis, you have to have Eidim. Anyway, that's the Tzoyis and Siman Al. So there's two dinim in Moedichus Potter. Din number one is that there's no Nemonis. And there's many things that have no Nemonis. Erechad has no Nemonis. Moedichus has no Nemonis. And then there's a further din, but according to Rav, there's a further din of Moedichus creates a Ptur. So Rashi holds that according to Shmuel, that there is no ptur, the Moedev Knas just a chisar nemonus. So then there's a chiyah knas be'etzim. You don't need the chiyah knas. I Moedev Knas is potter because there's no nemonus. I mean, I Moedev Knas not nemon. That's just a chisar nemonus, but that doesn't mean there's no chiyuv. That's like an echad not being nemon. We're not going to be mechayiv you up here echad because not enough nemonis. We won't be mechayiv you up here does baldin because no nemonis. But the chiyuv is there. Maybe you want to be lotzer l'shamayim, you do have to pay. But according to Rav, that you could get a ptur, that if you wanted to, kol zman shelo yivo eidim, you could be moedev knas and be potter forever. So then the possibility of ptur makes it that you're not chayiv. So that's why you're not a bar chiyuv. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara b'kamay and dalet. According to Rav, that he boy moedev mifter, you have this potential for ptur. You could get off the hook. So Kozman, you could get off the hook. You could become potter, so then you're not a bar chiyuv. But according to Shmuel, that you cannot become potter, just have chesar namonos, so then you're chayiv right away, you're a bar chiyuv right away. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara in Baba Kama, Ayin Dal. Whereas Tosis learns that even according to Shmuel, you're not a bar chiyuv. Because even though Shmuel doesn't have the concept of Maida B'Knas potter, but still is a din of Asher Yashin al Hivlei Sheyashiyas Atzmi, the Chiv is created by Nisgal HaDova Be'edim. And if it's not Nisgal HaDova Be'edim, then there is no Chiv. That's Tosis in Baba Kama Lama Gimel. Notice Tosis learns that even according to Shmuel, you're not a Bar Chiv. Because Tosis learns that even according to Shmuel, it's only by Moedim Mifter, the Etzim, the Chiv Knas, is created by Noide Be'edim. And cause minus that noyde be'edim, the chiyuv knas wasn't created. I think the pshat in Tosis is, maybe say Sofa what I said yesterday, the pshat in Tosis is that Tosis learns that the read that, you know, I thought the Tosis has two dinim, right? There's one din of Rav that is Ptur, and Shmuel doesn't have that. But even according to Shmuel, if you made a class, you don't have to pay. So the Tosis gets his chisor nemonis. I think that's Harashim, it's chisor nemonis. I think Tosis learns, no, it's not a chisor nemonis. The reason why Maida B'Knas doesn't have to pay, even though it's not a Ptur, but still Maida B'Knas does not have to pay, is because Kol Zman Edim haven't come, there is no Chiyuv. Here, maybe we're digging deeper. The Shoyer Shem Chaykes here between Shem Taisus is that how to learn Shmuel. What's this second halacha? There's one halacha Ptur, that's Rab's halacha. Besides the halacha, and that's, you know, if you made the base, then according to Rav, you get a Ptur. But then there's, besides that, there's halacha that we're not mechayev you up the Eidah also. That's Shmuel's halacha, even according to Rav, it has nafkiminus, you know, where you don't have the Ptur, like the story with Rabbi Gamliel. What is the nature, what is the second halacha, that if you're made the b'knas, we're not mechayev al pi ha'idah osay. Even come tomorrow, we'll be mechayev. But al pi ha'idah osay, we're not mechayev. So Rashi learns that simply chisar nemonis. There is a chiyuv, but you just don't have any nemonis. Beis Din doesn't believe you, so you don't have to pay. But there is a chiyuv be'etzim, you want to be lotzis v'shamayim, you have to pay. Whereas Tosfos learns, and this is the Tosfos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos learns in Ksuvos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that Tosfos learns, no, in the drosh, that's not the pshat. The drosh of Asher Yashir Nelim V'Lo Yashir Yashir Es Atzmoi does not mean that it's just a chisor nemonos. Then you'd have to pay lots of Shemayim. Asher Yashir Nelim V'Lo Yashir Yashir Es Atzmoi means that the reason why you don't pay Al Pi Ha'idah Osay is not because Ha'idah Osay is not nemon. Nemon maybe it is, but you don't pay Al Pi Ha'idah Osay because Ha'idah Osay doesn't create the Chiyuv. Only Nisgala Be'edim creates the Chiyuv. So if you come to Beis Din and you're Moideh, Beis Din hasn't heard anything yet. You come to Beis Din and you say, I did it, I was Levach HaMachar, so you don't have to pay. Everybody agrees, you don't have to pay. Or I was Mesame Tavi Avdi. So the Gemara says, you don't have to even Meshachar the Evan. Not because we don't believe you. we believe you very much. But there is no Chiyuv, because the Chiyuv Knas is created by Asher Yashin Elohim. It's not created by Asher Yashin Es Atzmai. That's the Machlekes here between Rashi and Tosfos. So I think the Rosh has to hold like Rashi. The Rosh we saw already, the Rosh, the Tosfos Rosh and Lamed Vav doesn't hold from Tosfos Din. He also does a Chiyuv Knas Be'etzim. So I think Moses is not a Bachiyuv. The Terence is, that's for a different reason. That's because he bought Moedu Mifta. Then there's a Rosh in Meruba. No, it's not a Tosfos Rosh, this is a Rosh. The Rosh in Meruba and Samachay, Mubakama Samachay and Aleph. There's a Gemara over there by Karen, famous Gemara, Karen Kain Shagon of Kefil Kshas HaMadu B'din. Anybody who learned Meruba will remember it. The Gemara says that when you have to be Karen, you have to be Kefil. So Karen is Mammon and Kefil is Knas. So the Gemara says, what if the price of the thing fluctuated? You know, it was worth a certain amount when you stole it, and then by the HaMadu B'din it has a different value. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that Karen is measured by the price at the time of the Gneva. And Kefil is measured by the price at the time of the HaMadu B'din. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. But the Rosh over there says, even though it's learned that from Sukkim, it's really there's a svar behind it. Because the Chi of Karen comes from the Gneva and the Gneva, so it's measured by the value at the time of the Gneva. But the Chi of Karen, Kefil, which is a Knas, is really totally in Amad Abedin, because he bought Amad Abedin. Till Amad Abedin, he could have been Amad Abedin. So therefore, he really didn't become Chayef till Amad Abedin. So that makes sense that it should be, that we should use the price according to the value at the time of the Amad Abedin. So there you see also Farish and Rosh, this notion that the Chiyuv Knas happens at the Hamad Abedin because you buy Moed Mifta. Not like Tosfos that it has to be Nisgala Beidim. It's a different language. According to Tosfos, it's totally Hamad Abedin because you need it has to be Nisgala Beidim. The Chiyuv Knas is created by being Nisgala Beidim. When Hamad Abedin is Nisgala Beidim, according to Tosfos. The Rosh says a different question. The Rosh uses Rashi's language. You buy Moed Mifta. I think that's stims very well. The Rosh Taka goes with Rashi Shita that it's that it has to do with Yiboy Moedu Mifta. So maybe I'll ask you a question. So by Baal Bitoy, the Rosh says Baal Bitoy, Skrab Olu Yodoy. That's it. You know, the daughter's out of the picture. He's Baal Bitoy, Skrab Olu Yodoy. Don't need any Hamadu B'din immediately. That's it. There's nothing left to give to the daughter, because the minute he was Baal Bitoy, he was Karbal Yodoy, the money was in his own pocket, and that's it. He walks away with the money, and the daughter never enters into it. He's Chaylik on the Yisham. So he said, apparently, holds a Chiv is Be'etzim, not like Tosis, the Chiv is only created by Nisgala Be'edim. The Rosh Hashanah, the Chiv is Be'etzim. But one second, Why don't you say Bay Maidul Mifta? The Chiyuv hasn't happened yet because he Bay Maidul Mifta. The Rosh also agrees one way or another, it's a Gemara, that you're only a Bar Chiyuv by the Amod of Adin. So according to Tosis, it's because the Chiyuv is created by Nisgal Abed. According to Rashi and the Rosh, that's not the Pshat. The Chiyuv is Be'etzin, but Kozman, according to Rav at least, that is he Bay Maidul Mifta, that you could patter yourself, so that prevents the Chiyuv from kicking in. That suspends the chiyuv, holds the chiyuv in abeyance, because I have the possibility of being moedul mifter. So by Baal Bita, why didn't he say the same thing? Even if the money's in his pocket, but cause manati by moedul mifter, so since it's still by moedul mifter, so if it's by moedul mifter, so that should prevent the chiyuv from being chal. Yeah.
But like, I don't know, like happened
before
it
happened,
so
he paid before he could be
moedul.
Right.
Right. It's not shy. Can't have by moedul mifter after he was already paid. It doesn't make sense by Boil Bito, it should be Boil Maidu Mifta. What's he going to do? He's going to come to base and he says, I did it. You know, I'm chayef to my. He already paid himself. He does Baldin, only makes. What's he does Baldin? I'm Maidu that I'm chayef to you. Here, what's he going to be Maidu? The money's already in his pocket. He was Boil Bito, the money's in his pocket. It's Krab Ali Odoi. He's going to be. There's no. It doesn't make sense to say Boil Maidu Mifta. And that's not how you do. The Moshe, I'll give you a Moshe. Some Amoraim hold, Mechaikis in the Gemara. There are Amoraim hold, I don't think we pass it this way, but there are Amoraim hold that in order to have a Ptur of Maida Beknas, you have to have a Hidot that's Mechaiv Yumamim. For example, like the Moshe, if you Maida that you were Gonav, so it's Mechaiv Yukeren and it patters you from Kefir. But if we already know that you were Gonav, and you're Maida that you were Tavach Umachar, so the Amoraim hold that you're not Pot, you don't get a Ptur. If Adam come afterwards, you're Chayiv. Because that's not called the Hidot, because it wasn't Mechaiv you anything. You know, he wasn't Mechayiv Dalai Behei because Maidu B'Knas Potter. Klapi Rav Zalacha, that you get a Ptur. When you Maidu B'Knas, you get a Ptur. Even if Eidim come later, you're Potter. So the Amir, I'm just thinking this as a Moshul. There's a sheet in the Gemara that holds, it's called Potter Atzmi Miklum, that a Haidah that doesn't have a cost, it's cost free. I come, I say, I was Tavach Umachar. I don't have to pay anything. So it's no skin off my nose touch Haidah. That doesn't patter me later. The Haidah that patters me if a Maidah that I stole and I'm Chayiv Karen and Kefil, so my Haidah is Mechayiv me Karen, so then it patters me from Kefil. So we don't pass like that. But what's the idea of it? The Haidah has to have consequences in order to be called the Haidah. So we hold that's not true. You could just be Maidah to the Dalai Vahe and it's also called the Haidah. But at least you're being Maidah that you were Chayiv Dalai Vahe, except that now you get a Ptur. But you're being Maidah to something, being Maidah that I was Tavach Umachar, which intrinsically is something that ought to be Mechayiv me Dalai Vahe. But if he was Baal Bitoy, and the money's already in his pocket, so what's he being moided? He's moided that he already paid himself. There's nothing left to be moided to. So there makes no sense to say Baal Mifter. Bishlam according to Tosfos, there's nothing to do with Baal Mifter. Mifter. The Chiyuv Knas is created by Nisgala Be'edim. So at the end of the day, it wasn't Nisgala Be'edim. But according to the Rosh holds like Rashi, that you don't need Nisgala Be'edim. The Chiyuv is created by Etzim. It's just suspended by Baal Mifter. Mifter. By Baal Bita, there's no Baal Mifter. There's no such thing as Baal Mifter. Mifter. It's getting hot. We have to riot or something. It's not even a hot day. So let's move on. But one last thing. So I asked before, how could the Tosfos Rosh be chaylik on the Yerushalmi? At the end of the day, it's a Yerushalmi. Where does Tosfos Rosh have a... I thought you're not allowed to do that. How can the Tosfos Rosh be chayil? It's not like there was a Bavli against it. It's a din of Mefurish and Yerushalmi. That Baal Bitoy is, since he wasn't Amad Vidin, so the Knas goes to the daughter. The Tosfos Rosh doesn't like it in Svar. It's Krab Ali Yodah. But it's a Gemara. I want to say something maybe, B'derech Efshem. Tosfos brings it to the end. At the end of the Tosfos, you put Machlekes Bavli in Yerushalmi. Is it Shayach Mechila and Knas Kodem Amod Abedin? The case, let's say Yisoyim Mufuta. That's the case, really. Yisoyim Mufuta. There's no father. Posh is the case. There was a Yisoyim. She had no father. Somebody was Mufata. consenting adults. Is there a chiyuv knas? The Bavli and the Aflamid Vav says no. Yisayim and there is no chiyuv knas because the knas is to her, and b'shas the pita she's meichel. And the Tosis brings the Yishami's chelik. The Yishami says that she can be meichel the boishes of gam, but she can't be meichel the knas because it's kaidem amad b'din. Kaidem amad b'din can't be meichel the knas. Is bad from Yisham. So at the end of the shiur yesterday, I raised the question: What's the nekud in the Yishami? Why does the Yishami hold that you cannot be meichel knas? She cannot be meichel knas. Kaidem amad b'din. Is it because kaidem amad b'din the chiyuv knas hasn't yet been chal? Taisus, if we've seen taisus, holds man is not niskala beidim. The chiyuv just isn't here. So how can you be meichel a chiyuv that hasn't happened yet? It's like should be meichel before the pitui. It's nothing. No. I mean, I don't know exactly how the case would be, but the chiyuv hasn't been chal. So how can she be meichel? Is that the pshat, or is the pshat that even if the chiyuv is chal, maybe the chiyuv is chal be'etzem like the rosh, but since the chiyuv is till hamod abedin, it's a chiyuv knas and not a chiyuv mamon. Now we saw this other notion that the hamod abedin turns the chiyuv knas into mamon. Maybe the Rishami holds so you can only be meichel mamon and not knas. Maybe the concept of mechila is only shayach, and just like can't be meirish knas lebanov. It's not mamon. You can meirish mamon lebanov, not knas. So maybe you can't be meichel knas. Maybe you can only be meichel mamon. It's an open question. I'm not sure what's the pshat in Yerushalmi.
So
Yerushalmi is lashon saying b'shusa. How can she meichel dovish ainu b'shusa? Yeah, I think it's a little bit more mashma the second way. It's not mamon, so it's not b'shusa. It's knas. You have a tzchus in it, but it's not mamon is yours. Knas is tzchus. But maybe it's not mukhuch. Maybe Yerushalmi means ainu b'shusa means the chiyuv knas hasn't happened yet. Yeah, I would be all things being equal, I would think the lashon of Yerushalmi is mashma more that it's saying mitzvah that hasn't yet been converted into mamon. But I'm not sure. But I don't know if the lashon alone is enough to nail it down. Now, b'pshutoi, it's only a shayla according to Tosfos, who has this notion that the chiyuv knas is only created by the amad b'din. According to the Rosh, he doesn't have the whole idea. He thinks the Rosh thinks the chiyuv knas is chal be'etzem. Unless it could be moedul mifter, and I don't think it could be moedul mifter after the mechila. So according to Rosh, the chiyuv is be'etzem. So l'chara, we've closed the door on the chakir. But maybe we could say that according to the Rosh, that the Rosh really thinks that the pshat in Yerushalmi is that you cannot, that the reason why she can't be meichel knas, kainim hamod debedin, is because the hamod debedin creates the chiyuv. Maybe the Rosh agrees that that's pshat in Yerushalmi. Just the Rosh holds that's why the Bavli is chaylik. Because the Bavli holds the chiyuv knas is chal be'etzem. No, it is a mechalikas Bavli in Yerushalmi. That Tosha speaks. It's clear. The Bavli says that Yisayim Mufut has no chiyuv knas, so she could be meichel hagam. There's no amod abedin. So we know it's a machlekes Bavli in Yerushalmi. The Shal is what is in the kudus amachlekes? What are they arguing about? So maybe we could say that the Rosh holds that the nekudus amachlekes is exactly this, that the Yerushalmi holds that the chiyuv knas is only created by Beis Din, by the Noedim, or maybe by the Gemar Din even, maybe the Yerushalmi holds based in like Rabbi Kreger, based in creates the Chiyuv Knas. So therefore, says the Yerushalmi, how can you be Meichel Knas? The Chiyuv Knas isn't here. But we know the Bavli is Chaylik. The Bavli says you could be Meichel Knas. Vaistois, apparently the Bavli holds that the Chiyuv Knas is Chal right away, which is the Shita Sarosh. And the Rosh goes with the Bavli. If that's the case, then it's Gevaldik. How could the Rosh be Chaylik on the Yerushalmi about by Baal Bita? Because the Yerushalmi is the Shitosoi. The Yerushalmi holds that the Chiyuv Knas is created by Beis Din. So if the Chiyuv Knas is created by Beis Din, so by Baal Bitoi, if there was no Amad of Adin, so what do you mean? What do you mean Kvar Baal Yoda? It's already in his pocket. But Beis Din didn't, there was no Noida Be'edim, Beis Din hasn't Paskin, so there is no Chiyuv Knas. This doesn't make sense, Kvar Baal Yoda, but there's no Chiyuv Knas. So therefore, the Yerushalmi l'shitosei holds that Baal Bitoi, calls man is no by Baal Bitoi, and his Beglamad B'din at Shemes. So then, based in afterwards, has an amod b'din. That creates the chiyuv knas, and the chiyuv knas to the daughter. But the Rosh is chaylik on the Yerushalmi, because the Rosh is I hold like the Bavli. The Bavli holds that you could be Michael Knas. Apparently, the Chiyuv Knas Be'etzim is not created by Beis Din. If the Chiyuv Knas Be'etzim and it's not created by Beis Din, so what do you need Amad Bedin for? The Mishnah about Amad Bedin, that's only to convert the Knas into Mamad to be Marish in Labanov. And for that, it's enough, Krabali Yodhi. So that's why the Tosfos is allowed to be Chaylik on the Yishami. Because he has a Bavli behind it. The Yishami is only because it's working with the premise that Beis Din creates the Knas. That Beis Din creates the Knas. So you mean that Amad didn't create the Chi of Knas? So then it doesn't matter that it's Krabali Yodhi. But the Rosh holds like the Bavli, based on the Bavli, that the Chi of Knas is Batsim. Unless it's by Maidu Mifter. But over here, there's no Maidu Mifter. There was already a Mechila. So therefore, the Rosh holds, they only need Amad Bedin to turn the Knas into Mammon. To turn the Knas into Mammon, that's enough Krabali Yodhi. Okay, it's a lot. This is a lot, and the oil has to go over it. I'll just chazer briefly in a minute, but you really have to say it a lot. It's a lot here, but it's good to work through this. I think the methodologically also there's a lot of important things here. Yeah.
Why wouldn't the Rosh assume that the Yerushalmi is going into the second Shad Amon, especially if it's a Mashum or the Mashum? Oh, he assumes it's like arguing about it, but basically so.
No, maybe also you could be Michael. Maybe that was Pasha to the Rosh. So you could be Michael Knas. So the Yishami, it's just because it's Knas in that moment, but it's just Chus Tviyah. You could be Michael is Chus Tviyah. Maybe that was Pasha to the Rosh. That it's Be'etzim, just because it's Knas in that moment, that's not a reason why you can't be Michael. If the Yishami says you can't be Michael, it must be because the Chiyuv isn't here yet, because Beis Din creates the Chiyuv. And the Bavli disagrees.
Does Chus Tviyah exist without the Chiyuv?
At a certain point, Tamidim of the Rishayim, not Rabbeim of the Rishayim. If the Rosh feels that you could be Michael Knas, I mean, maybe it's based on something else, but the Rosh. It's B'derech Esher. This is not good to B'derech Esher. Say not, we'll have a. So, anyway, because just to go over the Rosh Prokim. The basic thing is that what I've been trying to work through is that there's a machlokes taisus on the one hand and the rosh on the other. Taisus meaning the printed taisus. Taisus in Bava Kama Lama Gimel and Ksuvas Lama Gimel. Taisus on the one hand and the rosh on the other. Why the Gemara says you're not a bar chiyuv until Amad Bedin. It's really Rashi in the rosh on the one hand, taisus on the other. Why the Gemara says Makas Daf Hey. Baba Kama Ayin Dalad, that when it comes to Knas, he's only Bar Chiyuv Ben Amad Bedin. What's the Pshat? So Rashi learns that really the Chiyuv Knas is Be'etzim. You don't need Beis Din to create the Chiyuv Knas. The only thing is, Kol Zman can be Maidu Mifter, that prevents the Chiyuv Knas from being Chah. The possibility of coming to Beis Din and being Maidu Mifter and getting a Ptur suspends the Chiyuv Knas. Kol Zman, you could be Potter, you're not Chayah. And that's, of course, only according to Rav, not according to Shmuel. That's Rashi, and I want to say that's the Rosh as well. Taisus holds. Taisus Beferish Nayan Dali. He says, you don't have to come out to Rav, you don't have to come out to that. Then you're getting into the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Taisus says, you don't need to get into the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Even according to Shmuel, that there's no Iboyim Baidu Mifter, you're not a Bar Chiyuv Etel Amad Bedin, because the Chiyuv Knas Be'etzim is created by Nisgala Hadov Be'edim. And that's Taisus Baba Kamala Magimel, till it's Nisgala Hadov Be'edim. Even according to Shmuel, there is no Chiyuv Knas, you're not a Bar Chiyuv. What's the Havon over here in the Machlekes? So I want to say them. The Havon is how to understand the sheet of Shmuel, really. Shmuel holds that there is no Moed B'Knas is not a Ptur. He doesn't hold to me by Moed B'Knas. Shmuel holds Moed B'Knas Rachak Moed is Chayiv. So you don't have a Ptur. Nonetheless, the Hidos Baldin itself is not Machayiv B'Knas. You have to have Eidim. So what's the Pshat on that? So Rashi holds, the way I'm learning the Rosh holds, that's just a chisar nemonis. The chiyuv knas is here, but hidos baldin is just not enough nemonis to Beis Din doesn't believe hidos baldin. But the chiyuv knas be'etzim lotzis shemayim, for example, about is here. Whereas Tosis, that's not the pshat. Moed b'knas is potter not because there's a chisar nemonis. Moed b'knas is potter because the chiyuv is created by nisgala dover be'edim, and kol zman it's nisgala be'edim. There is no chiyuv, so of course moed b'knas is potter. That's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and Bava Kama and Makis. I wanted to say that that machlokes bears on another machlokes. Baal bitoy. So the shami the shal baal bitoy. How do you have a chiyuv knas? Gemara's mevur baal bitoy is a chiyuv knas. It's kimelik drabmini. But the etzim is a chiyuv knas. In fact, Yerushalmi, how can you have a chiyuv knas by baal bitoy? He's the teveh and he's the nitva. So the Yerushalmi answers that it's talking about a case where he was baal bitoy, but his beglamet bedin ad shemais, and now the daughter is being teveh the knas. So it's mevur and not Yerushalmi that the daughter could be teveh, that in such a case the daughter could be teveh the knas, since the father was not omad bedin till he died, before he died. So therefore, there was no amad bedin. Since there was no amad bedin, so like it's always the case when there's no amad bedin and the father dies, the daughter knasa la'atzma. So by baal bitoy it's the same thing. Since there was no amad bedin and the father died, so knasa la'atzma. That's the Yerushalmi. Tosfos is masking to the Yerushalmi. Tosfos the Chavtes he brings the Yerushalmi. Tosfos is happy without the Yerushalmi. Tosfos is happy with the Yerushalmi. And the Tosfos Rosh Lamed Vav says he doesn't understand the Yerushalmi b'chal. What kind of amad bedin do you need by baal bitoy? The money's already in his pocket. What is it? What's he waiting? What's waiting for the Hamad Abedin? Hamad Abedin is when the Tevei and the Nitva meet and based on the decides between them. He's the Tevei, he's the Nitva, the money's in his pocket. There is no need for Hamad Abedin automatically. There's Hamad, at the moment of the B itself, it's like Bola Yodai. There's no new requirement anymore for Hamad Abedin. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? So this is exactly the Nekudas HaMachlekes. Tosfos holds, and the Yerushalmi apparently holds, that the Chiyuv Knas is created by Nisgala Dova Be'edim. Kozman, it's not Nisgala Be'edim, there is no Chiyuv Knas. So what does it help? The money's already in his pocket. But there is no Chiyuv Knas. The Chiyuv Knas doesn't happen until Basin sits, and Basin's Makabal Eidus, and that's when the Chiyuv Knas happened. And by that time the father was dead, so the daughter Yashin's a Knas, and that's the Yerushalmi and Tosfos is fine. The Rosh holds that's not true, the Chiyuv Knas is Be'edim. The Chiyuv Knas could be Chal right away. It's only, like Rashi says, that Kozman, you can be Maidu Mifter, so that suspends the Chiyuv Knas, because you can get a Ptur. By Baal Bitoy, there's no Maidu Mifter. What's he going to be Maidu? Well, he was after it's money in his pocket, he can't be Maidu Mifter. So by Baal Bitoy, Maidu Mifter is irrelevant. Maidu Mifter is irrelevant, and about the Chiyuv Knas is Chal right away. So what do you need Amad Abedin for? Only to convert it into a Chiyuv Mamet to be Marishit Labanov. Says the Rosh, for that, here it's already in his pocket. You don't need, here it's Mamet Betzim. He was already in his. The knas was raid. What's the do? So it's like bolo yodet. So what's lacking for what's missing just because you have a you lack hamod abedin. Hamod abedin creates that the chiyuv knas now is gepaskin and you have to pay the knas and then now it's just an IOU. Here that it was already true. The chiyuv knas was already paid. It's bolo yodet. It's not even an IOU. It's done. Finished. It's in his pocket. So therefore the Rosh says he doesn't understand the whole Yerushalmi and the Rosh takes chelik on the Yerushalmi. That's the main avodah from today. But then at the end, I wanted to add a pilpul. How at the end of the day, how could the Tosfos Rosh be chelik on the Yerushalmi? So I wanted to say it's a chesmer that maybe the Rosh held that this nekud itself is the machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. If you can be meichel knas before Amad Abedin, the Yerushalmi says if you can't be meichel knas before Amad Abedin, because the Yerushalmi taka holds that the chiyuv is only chal al yedei based and creates the chiyuv by the Amad Abedin, and a high time ago for the Yerushalmi, the Bavli is chelik. The Bavli holds that the chiyuv knas is beetsim. And the Rosh holds like the Bavli. So therefore, the Rosh, he says, the Yerushalmi might be right by the Yerushalmi's own premise, but the Yerushalmi's premise is wrong because we follow the Bavli. Okay, come, but that's already that's a dray. That's a pilpul. But the other Nekud I think is very solid. That Tosfos Rosh Lamed Vav is muchuch, not like Tosfos in Lamed Gimel and Beis, and not like. And therefore, the Lamadu that we have here, these two Mahalchim, what's the story of the Chiyuv Knas? According to the Rashi and the Rosh, the Chiyuv Knas Chal Be'etzim accepted as Yibayi Maidu Mifta. And if you can get rid of Yibayi Maidu Mifta, then the Chiyuv Knas is Be'etzim. And according to Tosfos, it's not the way. By the way, it's negated to Tfisa as well. You know, the Rosh says in Bava Kama, I said yesterday, that even a Bavel, where there's no basin to Smuchim, you could be Tifus. But Midrash, you could be Tifus. Because Adam Dan Dinu Nafshe. And other Rishonim hold that it's only Din Drabbanan. The Tefis and Bubble is only Midrabbanan. Midraisi can't be Tefis because Ein Donim Din Krosses. Bubble, we have no basin Shul Smuchim. Could very well be it's totally in this. Lefi Tefis, that you need to have Noida Be'edim to create the Chiyuv Knas. So it's very mistaken, it has to be Noida Be'edim in a basin Shul Smuchim. So in Bubble, there's no basin Shul Smuchim, even if you bring Edim, but it's not Asher Yishin Elohim. Asher Yishin Elohim has to be a basin Shul Smuchim, so the Chiyuv Knas wasn't created. So what's to be Tefis? But she ain't going to coin to the Rosh, the Chiyuv Knas is Be'etzim. Just have to get out of Yibayi Moedim Mifter. If you bring Edim, even in a Beis Din, they're not smuchim. But once the Edis is heard, we know now the facts. Any Beis Din shesmuchim later on that will establish itself will know the facts based on this Edus. So you can no longer be Moedim Mifter. Even if the Edo is a Beis Din she'edus shesmuchim, but there was a Kabbalah's Edus, afterwards you can't be Moedim. So you took away the Ibai Moedim Mifter. The minute you take away the Ibai Moedim Mifter, then the Chiyuv Knas is Be'etzim. And if the Chiyuv Knas is Be'etzim, then you can be Taifas even in Bala. So that also relates to this issue. The Rosh holds Tfisa works Midiraisa. That's the Shitosik, because the Chiyuv Knas Be'etzim. And those who show him hold the Chiyuv Knas is only, that Tfisa only works Midirabanan. Glad it touched at the end of Eilu Nairis is a mashmah, it's only Midirabanan. Somebody pointed out to me. The Rishonim will hold that Tfisa only works Midirabanan. Maybe they hold like Tosis, that the Chiyuv Knas needs Beis Din to create it. And above all, there's no Beis Din that can create a Chiyuv Knas. What? Oh, so that you don't need. You don't need to turn it into mammon because you're done dealing with Hashem. That turns it into mammon. That's done dealing with Hashem. For that, there's a din of done dealing with Hashem. Since the Chiyuv Knas is here, so you can take it. And of course, once you take it, it's mammon. Okay, fine. Tomorrow we'll go on in the Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara. I'll send some Maamar Premis. The main thing I'll just tell you now, Maamar Premis. The main there's a Tosfos and the Mem and Aleph. Because I want you should do the Gemara till the middle of Chof Tes Amud Beis with Rashi and Tosfos. No, till Apukim Ha'Tana. And then there's a Tosfos in that Mem and Aleph that's important. Tosfos. The second Taisus in that Mem Amud Aleph. That Taisus is three. Taisus a kasha over there with three Terutzim. You should know those three Terutzim well. And then if you have time, there's also a Ra'ah over there in that Mem Amud Aleph. And there's a Ramban over there. That also might be Kedai to see the Ramban there on that Mem Amud Aleph. But the main thing is to know the Taisus of the Mem Amud Aleph very, very, very clearly.